It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Back. We're listening to Davin's Den. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a little bit more scamming of the scammers. This is with Kimberly Gray, and we met her last week, and I believe Pip called it fake. Davin was using the neg, was being like negative towards her, kind of insulting her to see how it worked, and it turns out it works.
All right. I'm not hearing you.
What?
Oh, I thought you were saying something. I was like, I'm not hearing you.
I'm right here. Joe, can you hear?
Yeah.
Joe looks like he's trying to land the shuttle.
Maybe he is.
He's got his headphones on. What's the matter? Is one of your antic stars in the chat or something? You're like focused intently. What, are you sending her an eggplant to know how much you care?
No, fine.
Joe's creating his own little wet emojis over there. All right.
No.
July 26, 2022. I was a bad guy because we talked about, you know, she asked me if I would suck pussy. I said if it was worth sucking. The same thing about a dick. So, you know, we're on the same level here. July 26, 2022. She goes, "Hello, handsome. How are you doing today?" "I'm good." I go, "You stopped talking with me last night. Why?" She goes, "I thought I told you. I told you, get going. Hope you had a lovely night rest." I go, "Nope, just stopped talking, but you were still online. Struck me as odd and a bit rude, as I thought we had a good vibe going." So apparently I saw her little green Instagram light on, and I was not happy.
No, of course not. That's rude if you're saying, "Oh, good night," and then it's like, obviously you've gone off to talk to someone else. Better.
Hey, you know what's funny? I just got from another scammer as I'm doing this. I just got a message on my Instagram. I got, "You up?" I got the "you up" from another scammer.
Oh, you up?
You up?
Hey now.
It's booty call time. Guys, good night. It's scammer booty call time.
How much scammer booty can you actually get when you're not in the same room?
Well, that's how I get all my scammer booty, dear. I'm never in the same room with them because they're scammers. You see how that works, sweetie?
Oh, I see how that works. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Unless I'm specifying which gift card over their shoulder, I'll probably never be in the same room as them.
All right. Cool.
So let's continue. I thought we had a good vibe going. She goes, "Well, I'm sorry for that. Had to go charge up my phone." I go, "Okay, just had a few bad experiences with online people who vanish in the middle of conversations." I mean, how many of these scammers have we had that with?
That happens a lot.
It does. She goes, "But I'm not that kind of person, right? You know we had nice vibes yesterday, right?" I go, "We did. Maybe we could continue and even build something." She goes, "Oh, really?"
She sounds like she's backpedaling.
What do you mean?
"We had a good time, right? We're having fun, right?"
I think that's just an affectation, because I've seen it before. Like, right, okay. But you could be right. You could be right. She could be, or it could be a way to reinforce that we had a good time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "Oh, really? That's what you want to build with me?" I go, "I'm willing to see where this goes. Don't want to get ahead of things, but I'm willing to take the journey if you are." She goes, "That's what I'm for. See, that man that will love me for who I am and never cheat on me, and I don't mind about relocation." Of course you don't. "I'd like to go to the gift card place."
Yeah. She'd like you to relocate yourself.
Yes. I go, "You could be happy in New York?" She goes, "If that man is there to make me happy." I go, "Well, okay, if we get there, my house is plenty big enough, though. I worry you would be lonely with all my traveling." She goes, "I thought as much, because I do love to be with my man, and you think you will leave me at home and travel out? What about me?" I go, "That's up to you." She goes, "I love to be around my man." I go, "Would you want to travel with me?" She goes, "I don't mind at all." I go, "Okay, and what about your daughter?" "I told you, she's with my mom. My mom is taking good care of her." Okay, and you can handle me being flirtatious from the stage? She goes, in as much that's what you're doing to make your dollar, I wouldn't stop you from that. You just know that you have someone special in your life who's going to give me gift cards.
Well, you got to, you know what, you got to, you know, you got to appreciate her candor.
No, I added the last part.
Okay.
But that's really the, like, you understood of the sentence.
Yes.
Right.
I go, okay, it sounds like you have the right mindset. Still, I'd be lying if I didn't say it has ruined a few relationships. She goes, yeah, I understand what you were saying, but you don't have to distance your woman because, you know, we get jealous at times. You understand, right? I go, I do understand. I just feel the need to give you an idea of what being with me is like. She goes, I really understand. I'm glad you can free your mind towards me. It shows you want to get along with me. I go, it wouldn't be fair if I didn't tell you, and I do. She goes, you are indeed a caring man. I love that it gives me joy a lot in getting along with you. I go, so I don't seem like a womanizer, LOL? Because remember, she said I look like a womanizer.
Yeah, I know.
You should see that. You should see the picture hanging in that club.
All right. That's, you know what? We don't need that.
You're the son of Satan.
Why don't you just add another peach emoji to whoever you're texting, stupid? And don't worry, if you do, I'm sure it'll get across my news desk at some point. She laughs. She goes, you're a nice man. I can't wait till I write my tell-all book. She laughs. She goes, you're a nice man. I can take you as you are. But do you really want me around you? I go, well, you haven't told me what your red flags are, will you? She goes, my red flags, you mean? I go, what should I know that could chase a man away? She goes, if I find that you are a cheat, it can chase you away from me, or you don't care about me, or you have to be there for me when I need you in my life. If you want to have me, it's must be me and my daughter. I go, I think we've established I like children. And I go, and have you cheated on a man before? She goes, I haven't cheated on a man before. I have only known 3 men in my life, but they fucked up, and I had to move on with my life.
Wow. Language. Only known 3 men in her life.
Yes.
Wow, she's sheltered. Does she be staying in the convent?
This is the way I like my scammers. Virginal. She goes, so many lovers coming, but they ain't serious about their intention. I go, I get that. You're young and pretty and seemingly smart. Guys want that. She goes, but they just want to have you for one night stand. I'm not here for that. Need someone I can commit myself to, and he will also be committed to me. She needs to commit herself.
Yeah, I was just going to say, she said committee. We need to have a committee on being together. Who do we have? Who's going to volunteer?
Hear ye, hear ye. Please place your cocks as Exhibit C.
Yeah.
Do I hear a motion towards getting together?
So she said that. She said most men, you know, just want you for one night stand. She's not here for that. So I said, can I have you for 2 nights?
Good.
She goes, is that the only time you want to have me for? I go, if you're good, I may purchase a long-term contract. She goes, ha, 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 ha. You're a silly ass.
That's what she does.
Yep. Ha, ha, ha. I go, I am. So are you. I like it. She goes, let's see. I go, let's see. She goes, yeah, I don't rush myself. Good. I mean, this long distance and weird way to meet, nice and slow. That's why I told you, I don't mind about relocation. But have you been in a relationship in long distance? I go, kind of. You'd laugh if you knew the details. What's the details, handsome? LOL, complimenting me is your way to disarm me. She goes, okay. What are your plans for today? She goes, I'm going out later to see my director. And what about you? Director? Do tell. Just got finished working out and showering. Lunch, then work. She goes, okay. What do you have to meet with your director about? She goes, there is a discussion we need to finish up about a new contract coming up. I go, sounds important. Just like it was probably meant to.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, trying to survive out here. I go, that sounds ominous. She goes, I feel close when I talk to you. I go, that's sweet, thank you. She goes, you welcome. I go, do you still talk to your daughter's father? She goes, we don't talk. We both had moved on with our lives. Does your daughter ask about him? Nope, he's a punk.
What?
He's a punk.
He's a punk, and he goes by the name Billy Idol.
But what an interesting choice of words.
Yes, something I would not expect.
Right.
I go, cheated on you? Yeah, sweetie. I go, I'm sorry. Were you two married? Not really, sweetie, but I call him my man. How long were you with him? She goes, 2 years now. That is a long time. He doesn't want to see his daughter. I took him away from him. I go, oh, wow. That is some vengeful shit right there.
Yeah, it is.
She goes, that's why I'm careful. I easily get in love, and that's why I want to see if distance relationship can work for me. I go, you think distance will be easier for you? She goes, maybe, who knows? I go, true, I guess it depends on the people. She goes, have you ever dated online, maybe far distance? I go, yes. She go, how is it like? I go, let's just say she wasn't what she claimed to be.
Yeah. Foreshadowing.
I go, so I have some real trust issues with long-distance online relationships. She goes, oh, I see. I understand what you're saying. How long did you both get to know? I go, a little more than a year. Wasted time, as it turns out. That so suck. Do you love her?
That's so suck.
By the way, which is the name of Joe's new romance novel coming out in Harlequin. That so suck.
That's so suck.
That's so suck.
Well, that's the follow-up to Me So Horny.
Nice.
Me love you not nearly as long time. You know, we're older now, dear. We're older. We can't love as long as we used to. And quite frankly, nobody wants us to. She goes, that sucked. Do you love her? I go, I did. I don't anymore. But you know, the internet is full of predators and scam artists. Lesson learned. So I keep a bit of a distance now until I meet someone and spend extended time with them. Now, here is a good opportunity for them to bail.
Right.
Ah, leaving the old door open, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
She goes, I understand what you're saying. I've dated online too and have a date out, but the so-called dude didn't show up. I was fucking pissed up. Pissed up, honestly.
Did you say she was pissed up?
She was pissed up.
What goes up must come down. Get out of the way, kids.
I got to tell you, my favorite type of piss is anti-gravitational piss.
Oh, my God. What a weird way to put it. I was pissed up.
I go, I understand. That seems to be a thing. Play with people for fun or money or gift cards or whatever. No consideration to the human wreckage they leave behind. I mean, someone to do something like that has some real mental issues. The cruelty of it all, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's great. Like, dig it in. It's yep. Like, I'm talking about you, sweetheart.
Yep. She goes, that's so crazy and so suck.
That's so suck.
You know what thing I understand so much is that you can always support each other when you are both in love. Life is full of ups and downs, but we need to be happy and never think of our past, because if you does, it will weigh you down, spelled W-A. In other words, let's move on. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. I am tucking. I am tucking. I am the woman you see in the picture.
Just don't look behind the curtain.
This will not so suck.
That's what you think.
Nice. I go, maybe, but you'd be foolish not to learn from your past. But when someone lies to you from day one, ultimately the whole relationship was a lie. That is tough to overcome. She goes, yeah, that's true. That's true, I know. Where there's no trust between two partners, there ain't no relationship. It's just a waste of time. I go, well, I trusted her, but oh well. No matter. Live and learn, and don't be some African dude, LOL.
Do they turn and look at the camera at that moment?
You know,
shh.
He not know. I go, where'd you go? She goes, LOL, that's the way to life, man. Talk to you later. I'm back now, sweetie. I go, what's the way of life? Keep trying to make life better. I go, true, you vanished in the middle again. She goes, I'm sorry, I had to attend something. I go, it's fine, just let me know when you have to go. She goes, okay, sweetie. I go, are you going now? She goes, I'm with you. I go, okay, how'd your meeting go? She goes, it went well, and thanks for asking. I go, I'm glad things are going your way. She goes, yeah, it's going fine. You are just too amazing. I go, LOL, why am I too amazing? You sound so caring and loving, and I really appreciate that a lot. Aw.
Sounds so caring and loving.
I go, aw, thanks. Well, I just want the best for you and your daughter, wherever that path leads you. She goes, that's my plan. I have a big dream to come through to get a house of my own. I go, where are you living now? She goes, I'm living with my auntie in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania.
Shippensburg?
Shippensburg. Why, you got a gig coming up there you want to plug?
No.
That's very specific.
It is. Somebody threw a dart at the old Pennsylvania map.
Yeah.
I go, that's interesting. She goes, what about you, sweetie? I go, I'm a bit confused, babe. She goes, a bit confused about what, my love? I go, it's just you said you live with your mom, and now you said your auntie.
Oh, I live with both of them.
I go, I said my mom lives alone with my daughter. I work back here in Pennsylvania. I go, okay, it's not worth fighting over. You said you're from Texas and live with your mom.
Wow.
She goes, I've told you where I am, sweetie. What are you doing right now? Working, baby. She goes, how's it going? I go, good, almost done. She goes, okay, handsome. I go, all finished. She goes, I guess you're heading home right now. I go, was actually working from home. Just have some editing, but I can chat. She goes, okay, sweetie. Well, I'm having low battery right now. I need to charge up my phone. I go, okay, yeah, until later. Okay. Now, before I go on to the next day, any thoughts about this?
No.
No, I'm a little confused because, well, obviously the person's screwing up on the details. So that's always a red flag. But interestingly enough, fake Davin was like, not important enough to argue about. Isn't everything important enough to argue about?
It is, but I mean, what am I going to do, stick my fangs in now?
No.
You'll let her know you got more gas in the tank.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm willing to cater to your bullshit.
Yeah.
So July 27th, I go, good morning. She goes, good morning, sweetie. Ask her how she is. She's doing fine. She asked me how I am. I'm doing good. She goes, I think you're preparing for a show soon. I go, why do you think that? She goes, saw your post. I go, which one? She goes, aren't you preparing for a show this month by 28th? I go, yes, tomorrow, Place by the Beach. She goes, oh, that'll be so much fun. Which I'm in your state will love to come around. I go, when I perform in your state, we can meet up. She goes, that'll be so much lovely. What are you doing right now? I go, dreaming of you. She goes, are you sure? What's that you got on your mind? I go, what if I answer yes? She go, it's your mindset. Just asking what's that? I go, actually, I'm just doing some light editing for social media. But my original answer was more fun, don't you think? She goes, it was fun, but do you really like me? I go, I think you're nice.
That's not very encouraging. I think you're nice.
Well, she is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, that's cool to hear, and I sees you as a nice man as well. I go, and a womanizer.
Yeah.
She goes, ha, ha, ha. She goes, I know if you be with me, you can't cheat on me. I go, how do you know that? She goes, I know you wouldn't want to see me hurt when I finally gave you my love. I go, you may have a point. She goes, I know feelings. It bonds together. I go, what do you mean? She goes, means maybe you are growing some feelings for me. I go, are you growing feelings for me? She goes, something like that. Something like that. I'm sizing you up.
Yeah, and she's being a little coy, but that's like flirtatious, but not too pushy. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I go, what does that mean? She goes, means I'm and you. I go, I'm and you? She goes, you are around me. I have feelings for you. I go, are they romantic feelings or friendship feelings? For now, it's friendship feelings. And the one you have for me? See, that's kind of interesting. She's not diving right into the romance.
Yeah.
Not really.
I mean, how long does she want to drag this out?
I'm hoping months and years. I go, friendship, as time goes on, it could change, but I'm just taking it slow and enjoying our chat. She goes, yeah, that's true, sweetie. Who knows? It may lead us to a relationship. I go, it could. If we went that route, I'd like to see you in person. She goes, that's cool to hear, and I'd like to see you in person, too. I go, maybe when the time is right, that'll happen. She goes, well said, sweetie. I'm going, glad you approve. She gives me two emojis with the heart eyes. I ask her what she did today. She didn't go out today. I did some working out and had some friends company, and today, and you. I go, very nice. I worked out as well, dealt with car trouble, editing. I guess the Kia was acting up, maybe. She says she's sorry to hear that. I go, what happened? She goes, what happens to your car, and what type of car is it? I go, thanks. It's my Road Warrior car. It needs alignment because of the new tires. Oh, yeah, this did happen. I have a big trip coming up, so I need to take care of it. I'll be in PA in a few weeks. Oh, I'm coming to Shippensburg, baby.
Yeah, you know what? I looked it up, and it's at the middle of the bottom of the state.
That's like that. It's like my career, the middle of the bottom. She goes, that's cool to hear. Can't wait. I go, are you going to come? It's an afternoon show. She goes, just keep me updated and see if I can make a time for that, okay? I go, okay, it's an unusual show. Oh, I know what show this is. She goes, okay. I go, if you come, I'll take you out afterwards. I go, that'll be nice. I go, I think so. If you're interested in coming, you can let me know. Sure, I do let you know, sweetie. So we'll do. July 28th. She goes, good morning to you, sweetie. How was your night? And then she sends me a picture of her in some lingerie.
Oh, happy birthday.
Did you see it?
No, can't see from there.
Oh. I go, wow, if this is friendship, I can only imagine what a relationship looks like, LOL. She goes, I told you that I have feelings for you, and this is how I feel to show it for you. I go, it's appreciated for sure. She laughs. She goes, that's cool to hear. I hope you had a lovely night. Rest. I go, it wasn't too bad. Up in the middle of the night, but no big deal. How was your night? She's cool. She slept like a baby last night. I go, oh, you cried and woke up wet? She laughs. She goes, no, just slept real good. I go, oh, thank goodness. Otherwise, I'd have to get in the car to change you. She goes, sweetie, there's something I want to tell you, and I don't know if you'll be able to do it for me from your mind. Kids, what do we think's happening here?
Oh, money.
Joe?
What was it?
What does she want?
Can you give us your attention for a few more minutes, Joe?
You're killing me here. Yeah, what was it again?
I'm killing you here because you're up all night with your antics.
She was saying that she wants to ask him something, but she's not sure if he can do it for her. And is like,
she's
what
looking
do you
for
think
a gift card.
Yeah.
I go, well, you know, I can't leave. She thought it was funny that I was going to change her. She goes, well, you know, I can't leave a wet baby. It's just cruel. She goes, I'm just worried right now. I got no bucks with me to use to go to work today, and also don't have groceries at home. I'm down until I get paid. I don't know if you can assist me or not.
Yep, here it is.
So how do you think I'm going to handle this?
You're going to keep it going.
Yeah, but how?
Just try to get her a job.
I think that you are going to be having some kind of money troubles yourself.
Oh, okay. I go, maybe this weekend I can drive out and see what state of affairs things are in for you. Maybe I'm going to drive to Pennsylvania.
Oh, I see. You're going to go see her in person and help her out.
Absolutely. She goes, that's not a problem, sweetie, but I need you to do this for me today. Please don't let me down. Just some little bucks I can pay back. Trust me. Does this happen in real life? Is this what women do in real life?
No, I wonder how she wants the money. I wonder how she wants the money.
I go, I can't today, yeah, Kim. She goes,
it seems like some people do this.
No, okay.
I'm not sure. I don't.
Neither do I.
She goes, how do you want me to go to work today, sweetie? I'm not asking you for much here. She goes, I'm serious, sweetie. I go, this has gotten weird. I think I need to back off for a bit to reassess.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, that's why I wrote it. She goes, I know you have a good heart. Just borrow me and I will pay back when get paid. Not asking you for much here. I go, I understand. She goes, what are you backing off for? Well, it's your choice. Just needed you to assist me so I wouldn't be disappointed. I've been down this road before. We all have baggage. This kind of bringing up a lot of bad memories back. She goes, I'm not here for shit or games with you and ain't trying to bring you back from your memories, but asking you as a friend to help a friend in need.
Wow, that was a little aggressive.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I go, I understand, Kim. Like I said, everyone has a past. She goes, I wouldn't want you to be having some thought about your last, because I ask you for an assistance. I can't hide anything from you, except for the thing in between my legs.
Well, it's being hidden so far.
Yes. She goes, you are part of me now, sweetie. You there? If you don't want to talk to me, just let me know. I go, I'm traveling, Kim. You know I had an early start for a show tonight. She goes, I know. Will you like to see me stuck at home? Help your friend, sweetie. I know you could do it for me, sweetie. I go, Kim, I can't text and drive. I have to concentrate on the road, please. She goes, that's all right, sweetie. Just be careful out there, sweetie, and drive fast, sweetie. I go, thank you. I think that,
how many sweeties was that?
A lot of sweeties.
That was a lot of sweeties.
To get some money.
Yeah, because she's hope sweetie.
She's trying to butter me up.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So what do you what do you think?
Well, it's a pretty traditional suck up and then go for the money grab situation.
Yeah, they don't really play the long game much, do they?
No, not most of them. There was lots of sweeties, though. That's I think that in real life, if somebody was like slathering it on that thick, you'd really know that. Uh oh, here's the red flag.
So we're progressing along nicely. We've gotten the money ask. You guys both felt it would take 2 months. The clock is now ticking.
The interesting part is to see how fake Davin ducks and weaves until it's over.
All right. Thanks, Sensei Russ, for this. Well, before I do that, I want to wish everybody we're going to be off next week. And Jewish New Year's coming up this weekend, so La Shana Tova. Happy New Year to all our Jewish friends.
Yes, Happy New Year. Portobello, Bergen County.
I didn't do the Russ one yet.
Oh, I thought you did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I know what you thought. I'd like to thank Sensei Russ for his continued support of this program.
Thank you, Russ. When
it's working on all cylinders and when it's not. Thank you, Sensei, for your continued support.
Portobello, Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello, open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office, party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff, they're going to ensure that that event is not just an occasion. It's going to be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, produced by Davin of Side Splitting Productions. Great show coming up Friday, October 13th. It's going to be Keith Purnell, Ryan Maher, and Corey Seward. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a three-headliner show. This is not to be missed. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve a great night out. Go to Portobello. Have a great night.
Side Splitting Productions, putting on that show at Portobello, putting on shows all over the place. Things are getting busy. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Comics Cafe this Thursday at Mohegan Sun. Join me there. It's going to be a good time on that. For tickets and information, just go to comicsroadhouse.com. Showtime is at 10 p.m. That's September 14th. Then I will be with my pal Adam Ferrara, and I will be there on the 15th and 16th. UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com, Point Pleasant. Go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com or dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN.
All right, so the shows I got for Wednesday and Thursday are pretty much sold out. But I did just add shows for Friday and Saturday that I don't know what their status is. So I will plug them. This Friday and Saturday, September 15th and 16th, I'll be in Rutherford, New Jersey at Bananas Comedy Club. Bananas Comedy Club. For tickets, go to bananascomedyclub.com.
Oh, and by the way, I forgot to add, because we're going to be off next week, I want to just get another plug in.
Oh, this you can remember. This is good. Okay. Glad you're awake for this.
All right, so I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club again, headlining the September 20th, 21st, and 23rd. On the 23rd, I'll be there with Uncle Floyd. The 22nd, I'll be headlining.
Wait, you're going to be there with Uncle Floyd? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think you will.
I think he got better.
Not last I heard, but okay.
All right, that's what I heard. And on the 22nd, I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club on the patio. Call Governor's Comedy Club or go to governorscomedyclub.com for tickets and reservations.
All right. There you go. We will see you in 2 weeks. Be good, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.